You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Nick Angstead from Locked On NBA here, and the NBA playoffs are raging on, but there's still a ton of teams in the NBA not participating at this point, so we decided to include some of those and do a mini mock draft weekly now on Locked On NBA, and to have each of our hosts make their selections and get their pick and tell us why they made these picks. So we went to Tankathon, we did a simulation of the draft lottery, and this is how the order came up. Oklahoma City Thunder got the number one pick. The Indiana Pacers flew all the way up to number two. 11 spots they moved up. A very low chance of that happening, so kind of created some chaos here. The Houston Rockets kept their pick. Detroit Pistons and then Orlando Magic round out the top five. The rest of them you can see there, and you can go check it out. We will play each clip from our host making their selection, deciding who they're going to pick, and you're going to hear first from Ryland Stiles of the Locked On Thunder podcast.
I'm Ryland Stiles, host of the Locked On Thunder podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network, your teams every day. The Oklahoma City Thunder are on the clock with the first overall pick in the 2021 Locked On NBA mock draft. The Oklahoma City Thunder will select, with the first overall pick, Cade Cunningham, point guard, Oklahoma State. Cade Cunningham is by far the best player in this draft. Not even the Sacramento Kings could overthink this pick. He is going to go number one overall. He has an elite trait. He can score at all three levels. He's very versatile. He has elite playmaking ability. He can do it all on the floor. He's a taller SGA. And the Thunder already have SGA. And that pairing, that duo, would be able to dominate this league in 2 to 3 years. This would set the Thunder on a path of a championship faster than any other outcome. It would very much accelerate their timeline. It would just be the best possible thing for Oklahoma City. Cade Cunningham is a wonderful prospect, something that we haven't really seen in a couple of years. Cade Cunningham is going to dominate the NBA, and hopefully it'll be in Oklahoma City. For more on Cade Cunningham, more on the possible draft picks for the Oklahoma City Thunder, subscribe to Locked On Thunder wherever you get your podcast from.
In the first ever Locked On NBA mock draft and lottery, the Pacers luck into the number two pick, jumping all the way up from number 13. An incredible lottery for them after barely missing the playoffs. And with the second pick, the Pacers, we've decided to take Jalen Suggs from Gonzaga. I'm in Bankers Life Fieldhouse right now, where a bunch of fans will be very excited to watch Jalen Suggs play for the Indiana Pacers. Evan Mobley, strong consideration from USC, but given the number of strong young frontcourt players already on this Indiana roster, Suggs seemed like the better pick. Dynamic scorer from all over the floor, great self-creator, great creator for others as well. Just a fantastic basketball player, Jalen Suggs, is home run pick at number two. Honestly, can't go wrong with either him or Mobley. And the Pacers are happy to get him in the door. He'll immediately ignite the team, be a presence in their backcourt, and hopefully lead the team for many seasons to come if this was able to happen. And if the Pacers did jump up to number two in the draft, we'd break that all down on the Locked On Pacers podcast.
What's up? Jackson Gatlin here for over at Locked On Rockets, picking for the Houston Rockets at number three overall in this week's Locked On mock draft. And with the third overall selection, the Rockets are going to take Evan Mobley out of the University of Southern California. Evan Mobley, to me, is the clear-cut second-best prospect in this draft, right behind Cade Cunningham. Like Jalen Suggs, I really do, but with Cade off the board and Suggs off the board at number two already in this mock draft, you have to go Evan Mobley at number three. There's not any proper reasoning for taking Jalen Green or Jonathan Kuminga ahead of Evan Mobley. Yes, there might be some concerns for taking a big in a guard-driven league, which is exactly what, you know, where the NBA is trending right now. But Evan Mobley really is that unicorn-type player. He's shown a lot of prowess defensively. And for the Rockets, for the fit angle alongside Christian Wood, Christian Wood's already shown an ability to be able to play alongside Kelly Olynyk. He's a multi-positional player that can slot in at the four or the five. So there should be no questions of fit alongside Evan Mobley. He makes the most sense at pick number three. And it's really exciting for the Rockets to walk away with him at this spot in this draft. Because, hey, any simulation, any mock draft where the Rockets keep their pick, is a good one, but walking away with Evan Mobley makes it a great one.
With the fourth pick in Locked On Network's NBA mock draft, the Detroit Pistons select the 6'6 shooting guard from the NBA G League Ignite, Jalen Green. Green was one of the 5-star recruits that decided to forego college basketball and go straight to the NBA G League, where he averaged 18 points a game while shooting 36% from deep with a true shooting percentage of 61%. Now, while the Pistons were supposed to get the second overall pick, the Locked On Network's lottery had them drop to 4, which is not the worst thing. If the Pistons do drop to 4 in real life, that will not be the worst thing ever, because this is supposedly supposed to be a top 5 hype or top heavy draft. So if they finish in the top 5, I'll be cool. So number 4, I'll be happy with Jalen Green. He would slide perfectly, I think, next to Killian Hayes and Sadiq Bey. I probably would have taken Evan Mobley here, but you know, Jackson with Houston wanted to go ahead and draft him to pick right before me. But we will take Jalen Green. Jalen Green is a perfect fit, like I said. So, you know, we'll take it. We'll take it. As long as it's not outside the top 5, we will take it. So over here at Locked On Pistons, we will take Jalen Green at number 4. And next on the Locked On Network's clock, we got Locked On Magic at number 4.
This is Philip Rosenreich, the host of Locked On Magic here for our first week NBA mock draft here on the NBA Locked On Podcast Network. With the 5th pick in the draft, the Orlando Magic are selecting Jonathan Kuminga. When you're picking this high in the draft and you have the 3rd worst record in the league, you can't really be picky. You got to take the best player available, and this is a Magic team that is in desperate need of some talent. Jonathan Kuminga provides that for the Orlando Magic as someone who has an NBA-ready body that can step in and defend immediately, can already be a bull getting to the basket, and really played a lot better than I think a lot of people expected in the G League bubble and for the G League Ignite. Obviously, there's still a lot of questions, and the biggest question being fit. The Orlando Magic have 2 young forwards, and Jonathan Isaac and Chuma Okeke playing his position. And a big part of the puzzle will probably be Kuminga will get minutes with Jonathan Isaac still working his way back from injury. Kuminga definitely still has to improve his jumper too, but Orlando wants to be a team that is built on its defense. That's how they were successful in 2019 and 2020 to get back in the playoffs, and that's going to be their key to get back in playoff contention pretty quickly anyway. With the 5th pick again, you take the best player available, and that is Jonathan Kuminga. Don't worry, Orlando Magic will be back with a 2nd pick coming up here in the lottery, but until then, this has been Philip Rosenreich of Locked On Magic. Who's next?
Hey, Chris Manning here from the Locked On Cavs podcast, picking number 6 overall in this mock draft. And my co-host Evan Devlin and I decided, as the fake GMs of the Cleveland Cavaliers, to go with Scotty Barnes from Florida State. He's 6'9", a really interesting playmaker, has a lot of really good instincts on both sides of the ball by all accounts. He's been a winning player at every level he's played at. Look, I think Cleveland would have liked to have the coin flip go their way and then thus give them better odds than someone like Jalen Green, Cade Cunningham, Evan Mobley, you know, Suggs, maybe even Kuminga. But I think if you're at 6, and I think you look at the board, how it shakes out, there's some guards available, certainly. There's another wing in Jalen Johnson available. But I think with Barnes, you got a guy that has a ton of playmaking upside. You can never have enough playmakers in the NBA. You can never have enough big playmakers in the NBA either. And the Cavs don't have any really good big playmakers right now. You can bring him in. Maybe he starts the year coming off the bench behind a Taurean Prince or a Larry Nance or a Kevin Love at the 3 and the 4. But he can come in and long-term, him and Isaac Okoro as a duo can be incredibly smart, incredibly tough, incredibly winning duo on the wing. And that is something the Cavs have just not really had when they've not had LeBron James. This is a pick that maybe it does offer you the win now sort of upside that I think ownership might want in Cleveland. But I think ultimately this is a really, really smart basketball pick. The Cavs need good basketball players. Barnes could be, I think, one of the very best players in this class. At 6'9", playmaking, defensive instincts, all the stuff that he does that I think is really intriguing. I love this pick at 6, and if you're not getting one of the best guys, I think Barnes is a really, really good guy to come away with.
Wes Goldberg here with Locked On Warriors, choosing 7th overall for Golden State in the Locked On Podcast Network's weekly mock draft. With the 7th pick, the Warriors are going to take Franz Wagner out of Michigan, a sophomore out of Michigan. The reason we're going in this direction is that the Warriors, with this James Wiseman experience last year, found out the hard way how difficult it is to develop a young player and also try to win at the same time. So what the Warriors are looking for is a little bit less upside here and guys who can more immediately contribute. That's Franz Wagner. This guy's a 38% three-point shooter, great court vision, playmaking at 6'9", at 220. He's got good size, high basketball IQ, comes from a basketball family. Look, not the highest level of athleticism that comes with the upside. He's not going to be a go-to scorer for you. But the Warriors don't need that. They already have a go-to scorer. They have Steph Curry. getting Franz Wagner could be like their Joe Ingles. He's a perfect complementary piece. He's going to be able to switch and do things on defense, hit open shots, attack against a bent defense on the weak side. This is a great pick for the Warriors at number 7.
Hey, what's up? Sean Woodley here from Locked On Raptors to make the 8th overall pick in this week's Locked On NBA Mock Lottery Draft. And with the 8th pick, the Toronto Raptors are going for upside here. They're taking Keon Johnson, guard out of Tennessee, 6'5", 19-year-old. The Raptors don't plan to be back in this position again. They figure to be good again next season once they're back at home playing in Toronto and all of that. And this is the chance to find some star talent. We know the Raptors are very good at finding role players, but Keon Johnson profiles as a guy who can emerge as a go-to scorer at some time in the next few years here. He already is a great straight-line driver. He's already an excellent defender as well, on and off the ball, which fits in wonderfully with the Raptors' core of Fred VanVleet, OG Anunoby, and Pascal Siakam, where defense is first and foremost. But he also can kind of offer some scoring punch to that lineup, that group of guys who can struggle in the half court at times. And it might take some time. He's got a bit of a wonky handle. He's not a very good shooter just now, but all the things he does provide and the athleticism he offers, which is maybe the best in the class, really does, I think, kind of profile as the type of guy the Raptors should be going for here, trying to hit a home run on this high pick before they go back into, you know, living in 20s and, you know, maybe even late 20s life going into the future here. So Keon Johnson, the 8th overall pick, going to the Raptors here this week on the Locked On NBA Mock Lottery Draft.
I want to say right now, but good friends over at Indeed.com, you're the hiring expert for your company. And what you really need is help making your short list of qualified candidates. You need a hiring partner who helps you make your life easier. You need Indeed. Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. Post, screen, and interview all on Indeed. Get your qualified short list of candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job descriptions faster. Only pay for the candidates that meet your must-have qualifications and schedule and complete video interviews on Indeed's dashboard. Indeed makes connecting with and hiring the right talent fast and easy with tools like Indeed's Instant Match, giving you qualified candidates whose resume on Indeed fit your job description immediately. And Indeed's skill tests that on average reduce hiring times by 27%. You can choose from more than 130 skill tests that add your must-have requirements, so you only pay for the applicants that meet them. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than any other job site combined. If you're hiring, you need Indeed. Get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/locked. That's a $75 job credit at Indeed.com/locked. Indeed.com/locked. Offer valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply. Let's talk right now about our good friends over at Built Bar. Built Bar is a phenomenal protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use our promo code LOCKED15, get 15% off your next order. They have 9 delicious flavors, plus the occasional limited time only flavors. I'm a huge Built Bar fan. It's a brilliant protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar. Their 9 delicious flavors that are there all the time are coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel. I love the peanut butter brownie bar with that chocolate on the outside. It's just so amazing. Try them today. But you know what? If you have not tried all these flavors, get a mixed box. The mixed box gives you 2 of each flavor. That way you can reorder the flavor you like the best. Most flavors have 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, only 4 grams sugar, and only 4 grams net carb. Try them today at BuiltBar.com. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That's LOCKED15. 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com.
This is Philip Rossenreich, the host of Locked On Magic, back with you again for the 9th pick in our Locked On NBA Podcast Network mock draft. The Orlando Magic, with their first pick, took the best player available. The 9th pick, they should also take the best player available, but they also need someone that can provide a little bit of skill, and that's why I'm taking Moses Moody of Arkansas. Moody gives the Orlando Magic a scorer, someone who at Arkansas with the primary score was able to get his own shot, create space for himself and get to the basket. He has good NBA size and projects already as a strong 3-and-D player, someone who can hit from the outside a little bit as well as defend at a high level, which is going to be absolutely key for the Magic to get back in the playoff picture sooner rather than later with these two picks that the Magic have in this year's draft, plus the players they have coming back. The Orlando Magic obviously have a lot of work to do, but getting someone who can shoot at the rate that Moses Moody can is a big boost to the team, and he would probably fight and contend for playing time pretty quickly, maybe even a starting spot too. Moody is a guy that fits the Magic's profile. He has good positional length and is a strong defender as well. And I think him not having to be the primary option offensively with guys like Markelle Fultz and Jonathan Isaac and Chuma Okeke to share the load will help him tremendously. And should help him have a successful rookie year. I think Orlando would be a really good spot for him, especially with a coach like Steve Clifford, to kind of guide him and find the right ways to get him growing and developing in the right direction. That'll be it for us. This has been Philip Ross from Mike of Locked On Magic. Who's next?
Hey, this is Matt George, host of the Locked On Kings podcast. My assistant general manager and I have made our selection with the 10th overall pick in this NBA draft lottery simulation mock draft. If the rules allowed it and I was in control of the Sacramento Kings, I would be trying to trade this pick, maybe package it with a Buddy Hield or Marvin Bagley to try and acquire a win now type talent that'll help the Kings make the playoffs next season. But in this case, I had to make a selection and I'm going with the 6'7", 220-pound small forward, pure shooter out of Gonzaga, Corey Kispert is my selection. I love that he's 21 years old. I love that he comes from a winning program. He comes from success. If the Kings are going to use this pick and actually make a draft selection, they're looking for someone who can come in and contribute right away. Kispert seems more NBA ready. At the 10th spot to add that shooting, maybe a replacement for Buddy Hield in that capacity to some extent. Corey Kispert, the selection for the Sacramento.
Hey everyone, Jake Madison here from Locked On Pelicans to make the 11th pick in the Locked On Network's first mock draft. And this was a tough decision. At 11, there's a number of different ways that I could go and that the Pelicans could go. But in the end, I took center Alperen Şengün out of Beşiktaş in the Turkish League, averaging 19.2 points per game, 9.4 rebounds, 2.5 assists, 1.3 steals, and, big breath, 1.7 blocks while being named the MVP of the Turkish League was just too much for me to ignore. He's incredibly skilled for a 6'10" center, and he's only 18. He's proven to be a strong interior scorer with tremendous rebounding instincts, who's shown off some passing ability and a consistently improving three-point shot, which might be the most important thing. Plus, he's excellent at the free throw line, shooting 81%. Defensively, he's very good in drop coverage and taking away passes to the roll man while slowing down the ball handler, and that's the exact type of defense that the Pelicans tend to run. And he's already a strong interior rim protector, showing good instincts on when to try and contest and block shots. He's not quite NBA ready. It might take him a year or two to really kind of find his footing in the league. But you know what? The Turkish League is already one of the strongest leagues out there in Europe, and there's shades of Kevin Love and Domantas Sabonis in his game. And that type of unicorn is exactly the type of big man you want next to Zion Williamson. So for more on the Pelicans and Zion, be sure to check out the Locked On Pelicans podcast.
I'm Walker Mail of Locked On Hornets, and as of this week, we started doing a weekly mini mock draft, and for the first ever one, the Tankathon simulation gave us the 12th overall pick. Now, reality would say that we have the 11th best odds in the lottery after winning the coin flip with the San Antonio Spurs, but in alternate reality, we're going to have the 12th overall pick. And when we are in the alternate reality, me and Nada Edwards, my co-host, get to serve as Mitch Kupchak and choose who we're going to take with that selection. And with that 12th overall pick, we decided to go with Josh Giddey, international prospect out of Australia. Some of the strengths he possesses is he's a really good ball handler, tall ball handler as well, listed at about 6'8". To put him alongside LaMelo Ball, to have two guys, 6'7", 6'8", that can make the smart decision in pick and roll would be really fun to watch. The problem is Giddey has some problem with his shot from the outside right now, so hopefully that would develop with his time in the association. The good news is they have Terry Rozier to hopefully counteract as a shooter within that backcourt. And Devontae Graham, Malik Monk, one of those guys are going to be gone. Presumably, it's going to be Malik Monk after the exit interview that he had just about a week and a half ago. So if Malik is gone, you're going to have to replace one of those guys coming off of the bench in the backcourt, and I think Giddey would be an excellent decision for that. Now, there are a couple of other places you could have gone, and we'll have our opportunities as these weekly mini mock drafts roll out. But the first one ever, we decided to go with Josh Giddey. Tell us what you think. I'm on Twitter at WalkerMail. Not as on Twitter at Not of the Scribe. And you can find our show handle at Locked On Hornets. Find our podcast wherever you get your podcast. Can't wait for you to join us.
Hey, this is Jeff Garcia with Locked On Spurs, here to give a quick react to the Locked On NBA Network impromptu draft, or well, mock draft. And after the Spurs were announced that they're picking at number 12 as of now, losing the coin toss, we dive right into this. And look, first of all, whoever organized this did not put the Spurs in the proper position. They were ranked number 12. Put the Spurs at number 13 in this mock. So with names coming off the board pretty fast leading up to the Spurs pick, names like Sagoon left, Kispert left, Moody left, guys that I was targeting there, I think we're going to slip, like Keon Johnson. Didn't happen. So after the Hornets at 12, when it should have been the Spurs, picked Josh Giddey. That was the guy I had on my board. I went with Kentucky's Isaiah Jackson. I know it's not a big name, glamorous pick, but the kid is tough. Sometimes I think the Spurs need lack that toughness, that dog. He brings that. An elite shot blocker, an athlete. He addresses the need for size for San Antonio and perimeter defense as well. He can play the four and the five. And you just look what he did at Kentucky last year. Ranked 15th nationally in blocks. He led the SEC in that department. He was named SEC All-Freshman and All-Defensive Teams. I think he'll definitely address the Spurs' need in that department, just getting better on the defensive end. And I get it. There was some promise, though, on the offensive end. In six of his last seven games with Kentucky, he was averaging 13.3 points, 6.9 rebounds, and 2.1 blocks, which makes me think he'll be definitely a project on the offensive end, but he'll definitely bring the defense. Does that sound familiar? Like a guy named Kawhi Leonard, who everybody knew coming out of college was a great defensive player, but lo and behold, he's also a good offensive player. So start throwing those tomatoes at me. So you can follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone and subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I want to tell you right now about our good friends over at betonline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sport action. Baseball season is in full swing. You can track all the action at BetOnline. Get your latest news, odds, and information from your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all of your UFC, MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device. Check it out for all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Do not sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their playoff runs. Head over to the website or use your mobile device and sign up today. Whenever you do, you'll receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit at betonline.ag. Betonline.ag, your online sportbook experts. To get that 50% welcome bonus, use our promo code LOCKEDON. Do not forget that the road to the finals continues with this week ahead of us. The NBA postseason is in full swing, and the postseason has been immaculate so far. You do not want to miss watching these great games, such as Luka Doncic and the Mavericks, or watching the Hawks go up 3-1 against the Knicks and return back to the Mecca to try to finish them off. The road to the finals brought to you by Michelob Ultra at only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. You can all enjoy the games a little bit better this postseason. I drink Michelob Ultra all the time while I'm watching the NBA postseason. You should too.
Wes Goldberg with Locked On Warriors here again, picking for the second time in this Locked On Podcast Network mock draft, now at number 14. And with this pick, the Warriors will continue along with their strategy of going for upperclassmen and not the raw, younger, 19-year-old kind of talents. No, we get Franz Wagner at number 7. And here at number 14, somehow, Davion Mitchell out of Baylor, the junior out of Baylor, is still on the board. I don't know how he fell to number 14. ESPN has him ranked 8th. The Ringer has him ranked 7th on their big boards. This guy is a great ball handler, a go-to scoring threat, a hard-nosed competitor on defense. You love his competitive drive overall. The Ringer says that he has shades of Drew Holiday. That is a perfect fit for Golden State. Now when you zoom out and look at the Warriors draft, at number 7, taking Franz Wagner, and now getting Davion Mitchell at number 14. This is a home run draft for the Warriors. You're getting two guys who can immediately contribute right away in Wagner as a 3-and-D type of threat, and as and Mitchell who could be a playmaker in that second unit alongside guys like Jordan Poole and Juan Toscano-Anderson, and last year's number 2 overall pick James Wiseman. A home run of a draft for the Warriors. They absolutely nail it. Probably get the steal of the draft here with Davion Mitchell at number 14.
So there you have it, our first installment of Mock Draft Monday with the entire Locked On crew, every lottery team making every lottery pick. This is just our first event around the NBA draft. We're, of course, going to have our standard network-wide, league-wide mock draft where we have trades and we do all this fun stuff. We have outside experts joining us and NBA insiders joining us to grade how we do. But for right now, every week you're going to get bonus content of just all of us getting together and making these selections. It was a ton of fun. I appreciate all of my fellow colleagues who chipped in on this, and Jackson Gatlin, Locked On Rockets, coming up with this brilliant idea. And you're going to get a mock draft at least once a week. So it's amazing for all of you who love mock drafts. At least once a week, you're going to have a built-in mock draft. We're going to do more than just this one mock draft a week. In certain times, we're going to have mock drafts with myself and Richard Stayman, and a ton of other content around the draft. Of course, tomorrow we'll start our draft preview series, starting out with the one, the only, the man I picked in this draft, Cade Cunningham. We'll have draft profiles on Cade this week, Keon Johnson, James Bouknight, and of course our weekly chat with our NBA draft expert, all coming up. Subscribe to Locked On Thunder anywhere you get your podcast from. As this podcast is over, go check out Locked On Today. Locked On Today, hosted by Peter Bukowski, is a brilliant podcast that gives you all your sporting news in under 20 minutes for that day. Be Locked On Today by subscribing to Locked On Today anywhere you get your podcast from. I'm Ryland Styles. Follow me on Twitter at Ryland_Styles. It's at RYLAN_STILES. Until tomorrow, be good and be good to one another.